Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. Happy Thursday to you. I'm so used to saying Happy Wednesday, but it's a Happy Thursday. Glory to God. We have switched our nights, as you know, from past time. We were usually on the air on Wednesday night, but the Lord has shifted us to be on Thursday. And to God be all the glory for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he is yet about to manifest. I'm so grateful to the Lord that I could be here with you tonight to share the word of God and to encourage your heart. Amen. That's what Let's Talk About Love is here for. That is our purpose. Amen. That's our mission and our motives, to encourage you. Come on, to help push you. Glory to God. And to introduce you, in case you have not met him yet, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ooh, who died for your sins, by the way, in case you didn't know that. See, we can't assume that everyone that listens, amen, on a weekly basis, knows the Lord. Amen. There may just very well be that time, hallelujah, when there's a soul that's searching, or maybe backslidden, or maybe, listen, to be without Christ is to be on the other side anyway. But what I'm saying is to be so bound by darkness that you can't get out. Come on up and hear somebody. Hallelujah. And so we have to be careful and be mindful of the fact that there are even some folk in charge. Come on here. In Christendom that don't really know the Lord. Oh, I feel God. Come on. Hallelujah. Listen, it's all right to say things with your mouth. Come on. But where is your heart? Hallelujah. Actions speak much louder than words. Glory to God. And so we want to be able to manifest our Savior. Glory to God. So that's why we're here, to encourage one another, push one another, pray for one another, inspire one another, using kingdom keys, come on, to unlock one another. Glory to God, so that we can experience all of the abundant life that Jesus paid for us to have. How about that? Glory be to God. All right. I'm excited about the word tonight. By way of announcement, I do want to remind you all that Made Whole Radio has been launched. Amen. We had our first two broadcasts last month with Jamie English, who shared wonderful, wonderful insight and information and inspiration regarding alternative medicine and how we really have to get back to nature, because so many products that are on the market that we use, amen, are toxic and some are poisonous to our systems. Glory to God. So we thank God for giving us wisdom and for giving us knowledge and understanding on how to really beef up, if you will, or go further in consecration. Come on. Hallelujah. Well, he told us he wants us to give him our bodies a living sacrifice. Come on, that's all a part of that. Hallelujah. And you have a great assignment and work to do. And you can't do that not feeling your best in your body. Come on. Not only in your physical man, but in your emotions, in your spirit. Amen. So that's what Made Whole is about. We air every third Saturday at 11:30 a.m. You can look on the Facebook page for that information and just join us. Our next host for that program will be Tara Brown, who is going to be speaking from first-hand experience about pain management. So just tune into that program and know that we're here to serve you and to encourage you. Amen. Now we got that out the way, we got to dive right on into the word, because I feel the anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to grab hold to this word tonight. Amen. Study it in your free time when you can. But let's look at what the Lord has to say to us tonight. Let's read it. We're in Genesis 12. Then we're going to hop over in a little bit, all right, to Hebrews 11. But for now, let's go to Genesis 12, okay, starting at verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country. The Lord said to Abram, I want you to leave your hometown. I want you to leave your base. I want you to pack up and remove yourself, disconnect yourself from this place of comfort and familiarity. Yeah, I know that it may seem kind of drastic because this is all you've known all your life. Oh, God, I know that it may seem to be a little uncomfortable because this is all you know. This is embedded in you. This is telling all your family, your friends. But listen, I want you to get out of thy country and from thy kindred, folk that's familiar with you, so-called friends and family members, neighbors. I need you to get away from them. And from thy father's house. You got to get out of. See, now that father's house doesn't just mean a physical house. I need you to get away from those customs, those traditions, and those practices, that wineskin. Yeah, I need you to come up and run. Oh, God. Abram, I need you to get up out of there because I got to take you somewhere. I'm trying to calm down. I have a plan for your life. I know that this is all you've known, but I need you to get out from that place. Lord, where am I going? You're going to go to the land that I'm going to show you. Father, you mean we ain't got no blueprint? We ain't got no roadmap? We don't have no GPS? I'm going to show you after you obey me and commit to what I'm telling you to do to get out of that place. I'm going to show you where to go. I just need you to trust me. I hear God saying that tonight. He needs you to trust him. You may not understand the ins and outs of all of the details, but I want you to go with me. My son, my daughter, your eye has not seen, neither has your ears heard. It hasn't even entered into your heart what I'm about to do with you. Oh, God, I just need you to get out. Lord, I can't move from there, y'all. The Holy Ghost is saying, you got to get out. Listen, no, hear me. Listen, maybe you can send me a telegram when I get to the other side. But I can't have no loose ends. I can't have no attachment. Oh, with this place right here, I got to get up and get out, oh God. Because there's some stuff that God wants to get up, oh, and get out of me so that it won't hinder my destiny. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he tells Abram this, and then he says, I will make of thee a great nation. A plan that is far more bitter than you can even fathom right now. Oh, God. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Oh, son, I have to take you somewhere because I want to spread my name. I want to let the world know about my goodness. I got to show who I am. Lady, I'm going to do that to you. Yeah, I'm going to make you a great nation. Now, mind you, it made it seem crazy to Abram at that time because he didn't even have a son. Nation, Lord, I don't even have a child. What are you talking about? Sometimes God will tell you some stuff that seems right off the wall crazy. But because he's God, we know that there is nothing impossible with him. If he says, you better believe it. I want you to grab hold tonight. Please grab hold. Don't listen. Don't look at what you got because he ain't interested in that. He won't listen. Yes. You look at that talk partner, look at your financials and come on. Contemplating getting a loan. Come on up here tonight. Try to see what other bills and doctor can give you to make. Come on. Come on. Oh, son. I don't need you to do anything but try. Trust that and obey me. Yeah, that's what I need from my children. I just need you to take me at my word. Don't be moved by what you see in here in the natural. Just say, if daddy said it, baby, I'm going straight to the bank. Hold on, my son, the Yoma Bokosha. Because it will come to pass simply because he is God. He is not a man that he should lie. to repent. If he said it, it is so. Hallelujah. Look at what else he says to Abram. This is a lot to say at one time. My God. And I will bless them that bless thee. Woo! And curse them. I will curse them that curses thee. See, you belong to me. Abram, you're my son. And guess what else? I got a lot of riding on you, son. I made a mighty investment in you. Tell me, before you even thought in your mama's tummy. Ooh, I had a plan for you. I already sanctified you, oh God, and set you apart to sanctify you. You know, because I have a great plan. I know the thoughts that I have towards you, saith God. Thoughts of God and not of evil, to prosper you and to give you a future and an expected end. Oh, look at what he says. And indeed shall all families of the earth be blessed. Look at verse 4, please. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. Now, I really want to get into a lot, but for sake of time, we're going to have to hold off on that, because I got to fuss a little bit. I will go. Hallelujah. Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. So what does that mean? Abram obeyed what God told him to do. What did the Bible say here? And Lot went with him. Listen here. Please listen, okay? We got a lot of winters. But that's not an English word, but, you know, I've always heard my mama say there were some that were sent, and then some went. There'll be folks that are trying to ride on a bad wife. Y'all don't want to hear no, come on here, no real talk of your blessing. But God told you to go. He didn't say take an entourage. He didn't say boo-boo and go Grisha and them. He said you go. Shanda. And sometimes we're so busy trying to help everybody else. And sometimes we're a little too afraid and a little too scared to say, listen, I'm sorry, I don't mean no harm. But I have to cut ties with you because God is calling me to a higher grade of praise. I can't make me anywhere but you. No. I'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ooh, as we read on into the story of Abram's life, we learn that he was abundantly blessed just like God promised. And because of that, you and I are abundantly blessed, because while we are Abraham's seed, but he ran into a lot of problems with Lot. Lot kept getting in trouble, and that spirit of trouble was on him. And he brought that with him with Abram. You got to come on. God gives you specific instructions you have to follow, all right? We have to do that. Now let's look at Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We've heard this quoted and preached and come on many, many times. But let's look at this in a way tonight to get us prepared for what's ahead. Is that all right? Let's look at the record. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The page, what does that mean? God made something out of nothing. And he didn't just make a little something. My God, everything that you see, and even things that are not seen with the natural eye, was made, created, and come on, manufactured by the word of God. Hallelujah. That's how faith operates. It is the substance. The fact, the truth, or the realization of things that are hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. You sick of your body, but you walking around praising God and acting like you ain't got no good sense. Well, how can you do that? Because I got faith. Yeah, but you got all these bills backed up, and you might have to file bankruptcy, and you ain't got no excess, no cushion in the bank. But you still able to come on here. Still go from day to day praising God. Why? Because I know that by faith I have a speaking spirit, because my God is a speaking spirit. And what I say, he cannot and will not fail. He said, let there be, so what? Like mom, like father, like daughter, like father, like son. Daddy said, let there be, I speak it. I decree it and I declare it. Hallelujah. That's what we have to do, right? Come on. Let's look at some of these examples. We speak, the Apostle Paul goes on to speak about how Abel operated in faith, Enoch operated in faith, verse 7, Noah operated in faith. I want to skip on down to Abraham and Sarah, because we remember the promise that God made Abram when we just came out of Genesis, right? It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going to go. God had already told us. Listen, he didn't present him with no pre-plan, no itinerary, no roadmap. He just said, I want you to leave, and this is what's going to happen to you when you obey me. All right? Same with you. God has given you a promise. You got to move forward in faith. That's what we're talking about tonight. Moving forward. In faith. Listen to me. To move forward in this hour means you got to fight, baby. You got to press. Oh, God. You got to press your way. Because ain't no demon in hell sitting at this and go ahead, child. Just go ahead and get your inheritance, get your promise. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violence taken by force under the Yosha. God made me a promise, and I'm going to move forward. There may come some times when I get a little tired, or it seems like weariness is going to creep in. Oh, my God. But I have to remember now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, the just shall live by his faith, by his faith, by his faith. Not his feeling, not his emotion, not my, come on here, better than words from people, pass on the back, my faith. Kind of a hoe. Come on up in here tonight. Grab hold of your spirit, man. Oh, my God. And understand that God has already given you a measure of faith. You got to wonder that thing. What is that? You got to listen. Do the same way God told him. Listen, when God is getting ready to walk you into your promise, into your destiny, into your inheritance, you don't need no, would y'all please pray for Sister Paige? You don't need no circus clowns around you sabotaging the vision that God has for you. That's why he told him, leave your father's house. Everybody can't go with you where God is taking you. Lord have mercy. We got to move forward in faith. And listen, that faith don't just mean, but yeah, I believe it, I receive it. Yeah, you believe it, you receive it. But you believe it and receive it enough to do what God asks you to do, even though it hurts. Call out my son of a hope. Sometimes it's going to cost you friends. Y'all don't want to talk. It's going to cost you family. Do you hear me? Some marriages get torn and shaken up. Hello, Kushma. Come on here and let them all decide. Because somebody got to say yes and go all the way. Trust in God to work everything out. Now, tell the children. Come on. Here come up over a horse and a bee. We'll try it on you. But now faith. Oh, it seems like right when you tell God yes, right when you tell him yes, here come all hell. Yep, God ordained it. Why? Because come on here, what is he doing? He's preparing a new wineskin for that new wine. He's doing a new thing. The former things have passed away. Yesterday's bread is gone. Got to trust him for right now. Did you hear what I said? Moving forward in faith means this. You can listen, your faith muscle is being stretched now. Hallelujah. Before you might not have been using the weights. Come on here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You might have been just stretching, but now we're going to add a pound. We're going to add a pound now. So we got to build some strength. We got to build strength. And now you got into that level of endurance. Glory to God. Now we're going to add 2 pounds. And the stretch. Come on here. Your face muscles not only have to be exercised, but have to be strengthened. Hallelujah. That's why tests come. to teach you to stand, to teach you to endure. You're not just moving just to be moving. It's, listen, you ever heard the phrase, it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at? Hallelujah. Well, it's not about you just moving. It's how you move. Come on here. Just because folks are moving don't mean that God is pleased with them gifts. The question is, how does it get there? I see you bringing it. I see you. Oh, God. Looking successful and looking like you accomplished so many great things in God. But, oh, God. Listen, your words are going to be child with fire to see of what matter it is. Is it hay? Is it stubble? Is it fool's gold? How did you get forward? How did you get to the place where you got? Did you do it because somebody, you paid somebody? I don't want to talk. You rubbed elbows with somebody? You sacrificed and compromised your standard of holiness to get there? Or are you moving forward in faith? How? To move forward in faith means you got to hold on to God. Even when you don't feel like it. And when it feels like you're barely hanging on by a thread, you got to know by faith that he's hanging on to you. Holding you close to his heart. Hallelujah. Carrying you through the fire and through the flood. How? We got to move forward. Not like we have been yesterday. Looking for the approval of man and come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Trying to do things on our own by faith. What is faith? Not only believing, but trusting in God's word and putting it into action. Guess what? Part of your faith is waiting. Don't you know that? God speaking to you. Okay, we got to go right now. You better wait. You got to wait on instructions. That's faith. Well, why? I don't know why you're waiting. I don't see nothing. You don't got to see it. I see it. And I'm going to wait on the Lord. That's what I'm going to do. Faith will make you wait on him. Hallelujah. His track record is good. You know that. You have a testimony and testimonies exist. Hallelujah. To know that he's faithful. Let's look at this. Verse 8 in Hebrews. Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. He didn't know that this. He didn't know the full details that this was going to be. Come on here, an inheritance was seed when God first spoke to him. But as the Lord continued to minister to him, he found out later on, my God, this is an inheritance. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 9. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. He traveled there as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city for a city who has foundations, this city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Will you please do me a favor out there, radio man? Will you please let God build your stuff? Stop relying on big house. And let the Lord build your future. Oh, let him build your destiny. Let him build your identity. Stop looking around every place else and look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Glory to God tonight. Oh, God, look at this. Look at this. I believe Abram found out. Abraham became his name. Listen, this thing is too big for me to even fathom. With my little bless mind, I ain't got no choice but to rely on God. I ain't got two pennies rubbing together. But he's telling me he's going to give me the city to own. For the promise of winning souls and expanding his kingdom, I'm going to tell him about Sunday your shop. It takes faith to believe that when you can't even see it. When what's in front of you is the exact opposite. Especially, come on here, after God speaks and it don't happen when you expect. Isn't that right? We have to move forward in what? In faith. Look at what happened. Through faith, verse 11, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Lord! Sarah, who laughed at God when he told her that she was going to have a son. Amen. This time next year, because she received strength to conceive. Listen, there's some concepts that God want to give you, but your faith ain't where it's supposed to be. You're too busy looking at the natural. Come on here and come on up in your faith. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. I don't care what it looks like. If God said it, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to keep speaking until I see it. I receive it. Lord, I receive it. I receive it. Hakababokoshanda. I thank you. Listen, let me start looking at some little cute pink and blue booties. Or how you say, yeah, bassinet sets and things. Everything you're going to see. Babokoshanda. Start making preparations. Hallelujah. And sometimes you can't tell folk because that dog will kill your faith. Amen. Look at what happened. And was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Lord, you said something crazy. Hallelujah. And I give you praise. I know you're faithful. Just help my unbelief, because I can be all over the place. Come on here. One day happy, next day crying, one minute sad, next day shouting, and even next minute something happened. Come on up in here. Help my unbelief. Lord, help my unbelief. I've got to be able to move forward in faith, not in flesh, not in fear, not in folly, but in faith. I've got to be able to move forward. I'm not going to stay stuck in Egypt. Not, and I'm going to keep going around the same mountain over and over and over. But you made me a promise of greatness for my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These last few minutes, I want to say something to you. You cannot afford. Listen to me. Don't hear me, hear the Holy Ghost. You cannot afford to live outside of faith. Do you hear? Hear me. Neither can you afford to live off yesterday's faith. Because God, Kanda Sheko, has allowed tests and trials to do what? Build your faith. Not only test it, but to build it. To get rid of the impurities and the dross and the residue. See, because what we thought yesterday was faith. You ain't seen nothing, honey. Hear me. God, Koba Shanda Daba, is taking these people to another dimension of faith. That's what he's doing. So what does that mean? Again, your faith muscle has to be stretched and strengthened. You have to be able to endure some things. Hallelujah. And what does that mean? You can't look at what you see in the natural. You got to get, come on here. When he said walk in the spirit, that means you got to tap on in. Come up. Come up higher. Come up and get out. Hallelujah. When God told Abram to get out of his father's country, you got to come out of some stuff. You can't, come on. You can't meditate on love and hypocrisy and expect your faith. Come on. To increase and come up. You got to get out of that mess. Come on. So God can get it out of you. Hallelujah. And not only did he call Abram out, he called Abram up. God is calling you up higher. That's what he's doing. You got to move forward in faith. Now loose the anointing of God that destroys every yoke over your life. That in every area that you're being tested, faith will rise up out of your spirit, man, like you've never experienced before. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for blessing each and every household represented on this line tonight. Father, I speak multiplication of courage, faith, and strength. In the name of Jesus, be thou strong and of a good courage. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, my goodness, it seems like it just got started. Hallelujah. But listen, that's my time for now. If it be God's will, I'm going to be right back here next Thursday. Remember, we're moving forward in faith. God loves you. You stay encouraged. Until next time, God bless.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.